Our theme today is redemption and forgiveness. To begin, find a place that is as free of distractions as possible. Now take a deep breath and imagine yourself sinking deeply into the love and grace of God. Today, we are reading from Psalm 130, verses 3, 4, and 5. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. These verses hold both weight and wonder. They begin with a formidable truth. If God were to number our sins, none of us could remain standing. But the psalm doesn't end there. It turns powerfully to a truth that changes everything. But with you, there is forgiveness. Not just for the perfect or the already fixed. It's for the weary, the flawed, the ones who thought they'd messed up beyond repair. With God, forgiveness is not an afterthought. It's the foundation that opens the door, allowing us to stand in awe of his love and to serve him with joy. It's this hope and God's unfailing love that overflows towards us. Think about this. When have I felt overcome by my own shortcomings? And how did God's forgiveness change that moment? Do I struggle to believe I'm fully forgiven? Listen to what God might be saying to you in that struggle. Consider the young people in your life. In what ways can you help them to understand that they're deeply loved by God and that they are not defined by their mistakes? How am I an example to them of one who forgives, not just in my words, but in my actions? Take this word with you into the rest of your day. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I'm no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.